Joining us a little bit early, but nonetheless happy to have you here with us, is Ruth Poynter. Good morning.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I am terrific. It is such a honor for me to talk with you. I set this up on our Facebook page, my Facebook page. When I first started in this business, Ruth, I had there was a little cart machine that we used in the radio station I was at, and I was writing commercial copy at the time, and I needed motivation. And so some of my favorite tunes were there, and one of the tunes always coming out of that copy office that people would go, "Are you ever going to get sick of that song?" And I said, "No," was "I'm So Excited." Terrific, terrific songs. You guys have had such a great musical career. And most people, we ran over some of the tunes that people would remember earlier today. But I said, what's always interesting to me as I learn more about people that have kind of celebrity status, as you certainly do, is your success comes in spite of some pretty insurmountable, for most people, personal challenges.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I didn't plan for it to happen that way, but they just came along, and, you know, I just kind of did the best I could with what was in front of me.
Well, and you know, as your career kind of started out, you kind of got started with a jazz legend, right?
Right. Yeah, our manager, David Rubinson at the time, was also managing Herbie Hancock, and so he was very invested in jazz. And God bless him, he saw an opportunity that we could, you know, that we could vocally do certain things. And we loved the challenge. I mean, he turned us on to musical jazz things that we weren't even aware of, the Swingle Singers, and we listened to some things, you know, with the McGuires and a lot of old tunes, you know, big band things, and it's just beautiful music, beautiful music.
You and your sisters have had a great run. When was the very first time you all kind of looked at each other and said, you know, we could really make something out of this? Originally, you were singing in church together, correct?
Correct. The first time I think we came to that, realization was we were living in Oakland, and another family right up the street from us, the Watson family, whose parents were also pastors of a church, a family of 11 children, and 9 of them being girls that were very, very talented women that sang as sisters as well. And we became friends with them, and I would go up the street and visit them, and they'd be rehearsing their songs to sing at their dad's church. And I came back to my house, and I told my sisters, I said, we could probably do that. You know, we had been singing in the choir in church, so we knew what it was to differentiate between soprano, alto, tenor, and bass, and so we knew how to spread our voices to blend, and we were just naturally gifted in that way, where I was the lower voice, June was the top, and Anita and Bonnie were in the middle, and it just fell into place.
So with those kind of roots, Ruth, one has to ask, what happened when you tried to make this transition from singing in choir, singing gospel tunes, and moving over to rock and roll, which at the time you did it still was viewed as one of those, oh, just far out crazed sort of music formats that was going to result in the absolute destruction of society?
Yeah, my dad wasn't happy with that. He wasn't very happy with it. But you know, my dad was such a compassionate, kind man that he didn't make those kinds of demands at us. You know, he voiced his opinion in such a way where you just didn't want to hurt him. You know, I didn't want to hurt him and my mom. And so when we actually went into the process of singing secular music, we really made an effort to do songs that we felt like would not be embarrassing to our family. You know,
mm-hmm.
I remember us talking about it. I remember us talking about it and, And I remember songs coming to us, and we're going, nah, not that one, you know. And I think my parents appreciated that respect.
Well, probably a lot more than your parents, too, because, it, you know, as your career took off, as the Pointer Sisters were in the top 40, along with a lot of other artists, you know, there was a lot of stuff that was more on the edge than your music was, to say the least.
Oh, God, yeah.
No question about that.
Yeah.
Well, as I kind of alluded to, you were having this success with your sisters, and at the same time, you were kind of in and out of personal struggles, which you talk about in your new book. I guess it's an autobiography. Would that be a correct definition?
Yeah, you could call it that, a memoir. Yeah, I did have my struggles with substance abuse and alcohol. You know, it started off very innocently, as it does with so many people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted to control my weight, and someone said, well, this will help, you know. It actually started off in the home, because my mom used to have diet pills all the time, and it never occurred to me that they were drugs. You know, I mean, the doctor issued them to her, just, hey, as many as you can,
right.
You know, as many as you want. And I remember taking them and feeling fantastic, you know. And I'd end up doing all the work in the house and everybody else's work and staying up all night ironing and doing the laundry and cleaning. And, ooh, it just gave you such vitality. And then it didn't allow, you know, you didn't eat. And that was my whole purpose, was I didn't want to gain weight.
Sure.
And it escalated into cocaine, which back in those days, even the media said, this is not addictive. You know, just have fun with it, do it, and, you know, then stop when you want to. And that didn't happen.
Not nearly as easy as that, that's for certain.
Oh, that didn't happen, you know. I guess you could say it was my first experience in really realizing that don't believe everything you hear in the media.
Absolutely. What was it that caused you to kind of turn it around, Ruth?
My life was spiraling out of control, and it never occurred to me that this would be harmful to my body, you know, to the point where it beat my immune system down that so bad that I could not fight off diseases that would be, you know how you can hear about a certain virus that's going through a certain part of the country and people are catching it, you know, and the doctors told me when I finally contracted meningitis that your immune system is just, you know, shot to hell and you know, you can't fight off these viruses. And that's how I caught meningitis, because my immune system had been beat up. I wasn't taking proper care of myself. Yeah, I mean, I'm using a substance that doesn't allow me to eat, let alone think about nutrition, and it was just not good.
And the book, I'm sure, you know, outlines a lot of those struggles. People will find it a fascinating insight into the life of someone that we all regard as, man, that was a great artist from the 70s and 80s. I love them. The title I love, Still So Excited, and it sounds to me from talking with Ruth that you are, that you've got a kind of a new lease on life, and you're pretty excited about that.
I'm very excited. You know, I never expected to be this excited at this point in my life. But thank God I can be. I remember my sister and I at one point watching Mick Jagger turn 40 years old, and we would say, oh, my God, he's still singing. Oh, my God, I hope I'm not still doing this at that time. Yeah. And, please, what did we know? What did we know? I am so glad to still be standing on that stage. I can't even tell you. I'm singing now with my daughter and my granddaughter, and it is surreal. It is crazy fun.
That's terrific.
I'm so grateful. I survived those years, you know.
Where can folks get the book?
Hey, it's all there.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
These days, it's so easy. don't even need to ask the question sometimes, I think, anymore. Barnes & Noble, Amazon, I'm sure you're a local bookseller. Ruth, it's great catching up with you. It has been an absolute joy to speak with you, and we wish you many more years of continued success.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, thank you. Ruth Poynter on your talk show, Still So Excited. The name of the book, pretty much available anywhere you want to look for it. We'll be right back on WCLO.